coming of age. In the context of Judaism, the terms bar and bat have specific significance related to the coming of age rituals known as the bar mitzvah for boys and bat mitzvah for girls. Both terms refer to the age at which a boy or girl becomes responsible for their own actions according to the law, signifying their transition from childhood to adulthood within the faith. Here's a deeper look at these terms and their biblical and cultural meanings. Bar and bat. The word bar, is Aramaic, meaning son of or son. In the case of a bar, it refers to a boy who has reached the age of 13, the age at which he is considered morally and spiritually responsible for his actions. The word bar emphasizes the male gender and marks the boy's passage into adulthood, where he is expected to fulfill the commandments and participate in religious duties. The word bat, is Hebrew, meaning daughter of. As it relates to bat, a girl who reaches the age of 12, signifying that she has reached a level of maturity where she is obligated to follow the commandments. While the term bat mitzvah is used for girls, the rite of passage traditionally has been less formalized than the bar mitzvah for boys, though it still marks an important moment of religious responsibility. The concept of a bar or bat mitzvah is not directly mentioned in the Bible. However, the age of maturity and responsibility for one's actions is discussed. In the Bible, one important reference is from Numbers 1:3, which states that men aged 20 and older are considered able to fight in battle and take on responsibilities. Various cultures around the world participate in ceremonies, though not always associated with a specific religious tradition. In Christianity, it is referred to as confirmation, a sacrament or rite of passage in many Christian denominations. Usually a young baptized individual who publicly affirms their faith and is considered fully initiated into the church community. It marks the moment when the individual takes personal responsibility for the promises made during their baptism. While other cultures have their own versions of coming-of-age rites, the principles of recognizing a young person's transition into adulthood remain a global human experience. Previously mentioned scripture, Numbers 1:3, New International Version, verse 3, "You and Aaron are to count according to their divisions all the men in Israel who are 20 years old or more and able to serve in the army." Numbers 1:3, King James Version, verse 3, "From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. Thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies." Numbers 1:3, Living Bible, verse 3. "Take a census of all the men 20 years old and older who are able to go to war, indicating their tribe and family. You and Aaron are to direct the project, assisted by these leaders from each tribe."